wake up, well, I know I'm going to be.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Every week at this time, we play the Harris Challenge. And if you have not played in the last 30 days, and if you are a mom, you can play today. Sorry, guys. You get 51 weeks of the year in which to play, but not today. And sorry to the non-mom female listeners today. You must be a mom. I was going to say you must be a mother, but that would include some guys.
Yes. Yes.
So only moms get to play the Harris Challenge today. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 1-888-550-KTRS, cell phone star KTRS. Before we play, a quick plug for my weekend show, which is called America Weekend, new syndicated show. KTRS came on board as an affiliate as of last weekend, which means it'll be on again this weekend. I hear that it was a flaw-free broadcast last weekend.
Wow.
It's more than I can say Congrats. About anything I've ever done in my career. But you can hear it again Saturday night and Sunday nights at midnight, 3 hours of America Weekend. And then after I'm off, we have Turi Ryder, another host who does a couple of hours after that as well, kind of in the extended version of the America Weekend show. And, of course, you can always follow me on my website, harrisonline.com, and on Twitter, at Paul Harris Show. So all the plugs out of the way, let's meet our first mom, and that's you, Joan. Welcome to the Harris Challenge.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good. Tell us about your children.
I have three children, a son and two daughters, and they're great kids.
Well, you're not going to get away without mentioning their names, Joan.
Sure. Andrew, Carolyn, and Erica.
There we go. All right. Let's turn on the semi-random category computer, which is going to come spilling out with some categories for you to choose from as our first contestant. And category one is the weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention? Category two is Movie Moms. And category three is Animal Moms. Which one would you like?
I think I'll try Animal Moms.
All right. We're going to put 60 seconds on the clock, start you with the one-pointer, work our way up to the five-pointer. You can answer or pass on each question. The ones you pass on, you can go back and finish later on, as long as we have not gotten to the one-minute mark, because that's when the buzzer will sound, and I will tally your points. And if you don't get past the seven-point mark, I will have to punish you. But if you do get past that to 8 points or more, you will win a fabulous Mother's Day prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The prize man!
Right you are, Paul. We're going to give you a dozen free donuts from the Old Town Donut Shop in Florissant.
Donuts.
And in Cobbleville.
Cobbleville.
Also, we have from Subliminal Subs a $20 gift certificate for any one of their locations.
Including the one right here at Westport Plaza at the bottom
sir.
Of the escalator.
That is correct. And that's it, Paul. That's a prize package of well over
$1 million.
Who doesn't want to celebrate Mother's Day with a sub and some donuts?
Yeah, I know. Really?
You know what?
I'm going to have to cook then.
I still haven't gotten anything from my wife for Mother's Day. Can I have those? Food is always a good thing.
Sure, you bet.
All right. Joan, you've chosen the category Animal Moms. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
When a mother opossum gives birth, which of these would you need to hold her entire litter? A teaspoon, a filing cabinet, or a Honda Civic?
Teaspoon.
Correct. What part of their body do penguin mothers use to keep their newborns off the frozen ground?
Their feet.
Correct. Which animal often gives birth while standing, so the newborn's first experience outside the womb is a 6-foot drop?
Giraffe.
Correct. After how many days can a newborn caribou baby outrun its mother? 3, 7, or 19?
7.
3. If you're a dolphin mom, how long do you nurse your child? 2 months, 12 months, or 2 years?
2 years.
And you're very sore after those 2 years.
Wow.
You are absolutely correct, Joan. You got them all but the four-pointer, and that's a total of 11. And you're a winner. Congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prize. Have a very happy Mother's Day.
Okay. Thank you very much.
And now let's meet our next contestant. Hello, Kathy.
Hello.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity, and tell us about your kids.
Okay. I'm a mother, obviously. I have a daughter, Amy, who's 25, and a daughter, Christina, who's 21. And I'm a dental hygienist.
Okay.
So that's really exciting, isn't it?
I'm sure some days it can be. I'm sure other days you also look down and go, oh, not another mouth.
Exactly.
You don't sound old enough to have the kids in their 20s, Kathy. Doesn't she sound like she's in her 20s herself?
She does.
Is it just me?
Yeah, no. It's all of us, Ian. It's never just you. Kathy, here are the categories. Have you been paying attention? Movie moms or presidential moms?
Oh, I think I'm going to go with movie moms.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What action movie star made a flop called Stop or My Mom Will Shoot?
Oh, pass.
Who were the two male co-stars of Throw Mama from the Train?
Oh, pass.
Who played Deborah Winger's mother in Terms of Endearment?
Oh, Shirley MacLaine.
Correct. For 2 points each, name the two actresses who co-starred in the movie Stepmom.
Oh, Julia Roberts and Susan Sarandon.
Very good. Who played, now listen carefully, who played Norman Bates' mother in the original Psycho?
Oh, Anthony Perkins.
Correct. Now back to the star who may Stop or My Mom Will Shoot.
Oh, my action star. I'm sorry, I have no idea.
Well, you're going to run out of time before we get another chance here. That was Sly Stallone.
Oh.
And Throw Mama from the Train was Danny DeVito and Billy Crystal. The good news, Kathy.
Crisscross.
The good news is you got the 3, the 4, and the 5. That's 12 points, and you're a winner.
Yay! Terrific!
Have a happy Mother's Day. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
All right, let's meet our next contestant and the next mom on the Harris Challenge. Hello, Lynn.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself and your kids.
I have two daughters, Abigail, who is 20, and Maggie, who is 12, and I'm an accountant.
Okay. We have you been paying attention? Presidential moms or TV moms is the new third category.
I'll do TV moms.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. Good luck. Let's play the Harris Challenge. On what sitcom does Julie Bowen play a mother of three named Claire Dunphy?
That's that new one. I'm going to pass right now.
Who won an Emmy for playing Ray's mother on Everybody Loves Raymond?
Her name's... I'm going to pass.
On Friends, which character's mother was played by Marlo Thomas?
Rachel.
Correct. Who played Michael J. Fox's mother on Family Ties?
Pass.
Who played Jonathan Taylor Thomas's mother on Home Improvement?
Can I describe them, huh? pass.
Back to the Julie Bowen, mother of three, Claire Dunphy. What's the sitcom?
I don't know. Let's do Everybody Love Raymond. That's
okay.
Patricia Heaton. No.
No, that was Ray's wife.
Oh.
Ray's mother, Marie Barone, was played by Doris Roberts. Michael J. Fox's mother on Family Ties was Meredith Baxter.
Baxter.
Sometimes Bernie, sometimes
I'm
not
too much
Bernie.
Of a mom. I don't have time to watch TV.
Jonathan Taylor Thomas's mother on Home Improvement was Patricia Richardson. And Julie Bowen is on Modern Family.
That's right, Modern Family. I don't watch that one either.
Yeah, neither do I, Lynn. But the good news is you got 3 points. The bad news is...
I didn't win.
No, you have to be punished now.
Oh, on Mother's Day, too.
Yeah, I do have a mom to punish you, though. This woman has been the anchor woman of the TV show Inside Edition for, I can't even tell you, it's been over a decade that Deborah Norville has been doing that show. And I know that she's a good friend of Steve Cochran's, but I don't think Steve even has this audio. This is when she decided to go and do a show about what it's like to be a pop star, how they get their hair done with the extensions, how they have their makeup done for their concerts, and what it's like when they go into the recording studio and sing. So she's not playing any of the instruments here, but Deborah Norville steps up to the mic and entertains us.
Gonna keep on moving, gonna keep on pushing.
Oh.
Nobody's gonna keep me
down. I'm gonna keep on reaching.
Song about childbirth, right?
I'm gonna keep on moving, gonna keep on pushing.
I'm gonna tell you, we're not gonna have Deborah up on stage singing with us tonight.
She will not be guesting with Henry's Humans?
No, she will not be.
Yeah. By the way, if you're asking yourself, when was auto-tune invented? The answer is after that. Lynn, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for listening. And here's our fourth mom. Hello, Stacy.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity and also about your kids.
I have two daughters, a three-year-old and a one-year-old, and they're sleeping in the back of my car right now, driving home.
Now, is this one of those things where you're going to keep driving around as long as they stay asleep because that's some of the best time in a mom's day?
Yes, but not right now because then they won't fall asleep tonight.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
So
in the danger zone, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
All right, Stacy, would you like Have You Been Paying Attention or Presidential Moms?
Let's do Have You Been Paying Attention.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge.
Okay.
Which nation launched two airstrikes at Syria this week?
Pass.
What kind of food was Charles Ramsey eating before helping to rescue Ariel Castro's victims in Cleveland?
Oh, it was fast food, McDonald's?
Correct. Which state this week became the 11th to legalize gay marriage?
Pass.
A new Reader's Digest poll says Tom Hanks is the most trusted man in America. Who's the most trusted politician? Barack Obama, Rand Paul, or Jimmy Carter?
I'm going to go with Rand Paul.
Jimmy Carter. As of today, what city is home to the tallest structure in the Western Hemisphere?
In the Western Hemisphere. Chicago?
New York. They put the spire on the Freedom Tower today.
Oh.
Which nation launched two airstrikes at Syria this week?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to run out of time before I get to repeat the other one. The answer to that is Israel. And Delaware became the 11th state to legalize gay marriage this week. And by the way, it looks like Minnesota is going to be number 12 next week.
Oh, nice. Well, you can tell I watch a lot of Nickelodeon. A 3 and a 1-year-old.
Well, the 3-year-old, I'm guessing Blue's Clues?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that and Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, Yo Gabba Gabba.
You know, when my daughter was 3 years old, we had to watch Blue's Clues every day. And it was before the invention of the DVR. So we ended up watching it live every day.
We did too. Did you take your daughter to the Blue's Clues live performance at the Fox?
No, we did not.
Oh, I did.
Yeah. How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Did they have the mailbox?
Yeah, they did. They had the mailbox. Yeah, they had the mailbox and they had magenta too.
Wow. Let's see, Stacy. I'm kind of stalling here because your total is only 2 points for McDonald's.
I know. I'm sorry.
So, well, we're all sorry. We have to punish you again on Mother's Day weekend. But here's Deborah Norville.
Gonna stay, gonna stand my ground. I'm gonna keep on moving, gonna keep on pushing. Nobody's gonna keep me down.
I will say, I have actually seen this video when it aired. I had Deborah on the air and I played this, and she said, please never play that again. So, of course, I've always brought it out as often as I possibly can. And I will say, in the video, she looked incredibly good because she had all these stylists working on her to make her look like a pop star. But she didn't sound so good. Stacy, frankly, I'm sorry I had to hear that.
That's okay.
I hope you have a great Mother's Day weekend.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. And now let's meet our final contestant. Hello, Brianna.
Hello.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your 5-second cheap plug opportunity and certainly mention your kids' names.
Oh, of course I will. I am 29 and I work downtown, but I have 3 boys. Owen is 5, Adler is 3, and Emmerich is 9 months.
Wow. So you haven't slept in 6 years.
Man.
I don't even know what to feel like.
All right, Brianna, we have one category left, presidential moms. I'm going to say right now, there is a word in this category that I guarantee has never been said on KTRS before. Not a dirty word at all, but it is. In fact.
Wow, Brianna.
It's entirely possible that this word has never been said on any St. Louis radio station.
Hmm. I'm excited.
Your category is presidential moms, Brianna.
Okay.
Let's play the Harris Challenge.
All right.
Who was the wife of our 41st president and mother of our 43rd president?
Quaker Oats.
You can pass if you want. Brianna, are you still there?
Oh, no.
Did we lose you?
Brianna?
Hello?
Yeah, Brianna, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay. It just went dark there for a second.
Okay,
Hold on a second.
Okay. here's what we're going to do. We're going to edit this out from the broadcast, and no one will ever hear the mistake.
Yeah. Just pretend like it never happened.
Because anybody listening to the show knows we have zero tolerance for mistakes on this show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I know. It's nothing but perfection.
Yes, absolutely.
You've been listening for a while.
That is what it is. We call it the large perfect show in the afternoon.
Yes. Yes.
So standards of excellence.
So now, Brianna, let's play the Harris Challenge.
Yeah.
Who was the wife of our 41st president and mother of our 43rd president? What happened?
Brianna? It happened again?
It happened again.
As soon as you say president, it goes out.
Well, what's the answer?
Barbara Bush.
Yes. Which president's mother was Virginia Kelly?
Oh.
You can pass.
Pass.
Who was the mother of Abraham Lincoln's children?
Oh, Sally Field.
Sally Field.
God.
You can pass.
Pass.
What was the name of JFK's mother?
Mrs. Kennedy.
Judges?
Can I get to the five-pointer?
And I would give that to you.
Which president had a mom named Hulda? H-U-L-D-A. That's the word, by the way. Was it James Polk, Herbert Hoover, or Zachary Taylor? Take a guess.
Hoover.
Her name was...
Hulda Hoover.
Her name was Hulda Hoover. You're
right.
I have to ask the judges, can we accept Mrs. Kennedy?
I would say, since it's Mother's Day, I would say yes. Ian?
Yes. Sure, why not?
Mrs. Rose Kennedy would be her name. Sally Field, you were very, very close, because she played her in the Spielberg movie.
I know.
Mary Todd Lincoln.
I knew that, too. I knew it was three names.
And Virginia Kelly was Bill Clinton's mom.
Oh, for real?
So, yeah, for real. Brianna, with the help of our cheating judges...
She was so quick with the answer. You have to give it to her. She didn't stall at all. She knew it.
We aim for perfect, but sometimes we end up with this show. And so you got 10 points there, and you're a winner, Brianna. You're going to get the subs and the donuts, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Have a very happy Mother's Day weekend. Stand by, and Dan will tell you how you get your prize. And that's how we play the Harris Challenge. The unedited, raw version airs every Friday at 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide on KTRS.com.